We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
He's Talking Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us. No matter how you're listening, make sure to, one way is to download the LaTeX Athletics app, get you into all things Louisiana Tech Athletics oriented. Also, go to LaTeXSports.com. And wherever you're listening from, Logan Sports, Freeport, Fort Allen, glad you're with us. Not a great week this week in Louisiana Tech Athletics. Wednesday, we got the sad news that Fred Dean, NFL Hall of Famer and just a Hall of Fame gentleman, had passed away at age 68. First person I thought of was Roy Waters. They have a very unique relationship. Roy's with us today. Roy, I'm sorry about your friend, but I know you never tire of talking about him. What made Fred so special off the football field?
Thank you for having me, Teddy. Well, first off, let me just go ahead and give an opinion because everybody's got them, you know.
Okay.
I've played football, you know, 12 years and officiated it 12 years and just, you know, top-notch football college league and watched it for probably that many again. Fred Dean, without a doubt, was the best defensive lineman I ever saw. You know, that guy was just incredible. You read about his talents and how good he was and how fast, but you'd have to see it to believe it. He could stop your charge when you try to block him with his hands and then just shuck you and run, you know. And the only other person I ever saw could do that was Bob Lilly way back before you were born. And, with Dallas Cowboys.
The Doomsday defense, you bet.
Yeah, and Fred was just that unusual, you know.
You have a special relationship with him because he's number 70 at Tech, and you were number 71, so you lock her next to each other. But you also drew the challenge of competing against him every day.
Do
you remember y'all's first practice or when you said?
You know, and the guy, you know, I'm dressing next to him, and he had a 52, maybe 40, 54-inch chest, and I think it was a 32-inch waist.
Yeah.
And probably negative 5% body fat. You know, I mean, the guy was just incredible. You know, I was going out and reading this, the things he accomplished with up in the pros mostly. They didn't mention his early stuff, a little bit. And was looking at San Francisco and, you know, and all the sacks and this and that and the other. And all. I'm sitting there and it hits me. I said, and I got to scrimmage against this guy 2-3 times a week for 4 years, you know.
Yeah.
Where's my trophy?
No kidding.
Fred was, yeah, he was just awesome.
In practice, did y'all ever come close to maybe getting a little chippy with each other?
No.
I knew back in the day, Sports Illustrated said if you wanted to see football in the South, go to Ruston any Tuesday or Wednesday and watch a scrimmage.
Well, that was just our mere boys, you know, that we might have gotten a little chippy with each other, but you didn't get chippy with Fred.
No.
You know, and Fred was so good and so even-natured. You know, he's one of the things I really liked about him, he had it his whole life. You know, his smile would just wrap you up. It was so sincere.
Yeah.
I mean, you could feel the hug, you know. Mm-hmm. And I never saw him lose his temper, never saw him get mad. I did see him get pretty annoyed one time.
Okay.
And this may be too long for your podcast.
No,
you can cut
please.
It out. So I come in, and there's a newspaper article taped up to Fred's locker, and he's sitting there reading it. And it's a pretty long column, you know, and this was our freshman year. We're getting ready to play Northeast, and there was a guy over there that was being counted for All-American offensive tackle. His name, it was Peterson, and I don't remember his first name, but I'm pretty sure he was the older brother of Doug Peterson.
Okay.
Yeah, you know him.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, he said, well, you know, Fred's had a pretty good year from what I've been reading and all, but he's a freshman. I'm a senior. I've got a lot of experience. I really don't anticipate having any trouble with him. That was the gist of the article.
Okay.
And Fred sits here, and it takes a while to read it, and he never even looks at it. Waters, I'm so glad you put that up on my locker. And I could tell he was annoyed. I said, Fred, I didn't put that up there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to kill that, you know, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Well, Coach Myers sat out in the press box for that game. He was helping spot. He said, best way to describe it, it was like a Mack truck trying to block a Jaguar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Fred had a career night, you know. So, and he just, when he turned on the burners, man, it was just no stopping him.
Mm. Fred and Roy are both members of the top 50 all-time Louisiana Tech team, and I would have loved to have been at practice back in the day to watch you guys. I did get to see you play once I moved to Louisiana, and it was the Northeast game, and I coach let McNeely score a touchdown and run the ball in. And so that's when I kind of – y'all are the whole reason, I guess, I ended up coming here. But Fred, of course, went on to play with the Chargers, member of the Bruce brothers. It was Fred, Louis Kelcher, Leroy Jones, I think Gary Johnson. And then when he joined the 49ers, he had 12 sacks in his first 7 games with them and won a couple of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, tackles for loss and sacks, had they been keeping records back then, way over 100
with
Fred. You know, I didn't know until the other day that he did the discus and the shot for the Bearcats, the Ruston Bearcats. Plus, then he went over and ran the sprint relay, so that should give you an idea.
I saw that article. Well, I'll tell you another story, because you did a little bit of that in college, too. I was talking with Cecil Marks yesterday, and Cecil was there and witnessed this. And it was him and Fred and somebody else, and they were just watching the track team practice out there. He was down in the shot put area, and those guys got through, and they'd put their markers out there, you know, the further stove for the day. Fred gets out there in street shoes and just a pair of slacks. It throws that thing about 12 feet further than any of them had. So Coach Mask, he gets word of it, and he comes and talks to Fred. Said, Fred, you don't even have to practice. I know you're busy with football and all that, but just come throw for us at the meet. And
oh,
so he did.
All good.
He was just a natural, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. Does this surprise you at all? Dr. Pat Garrett, whose father was Hoss Garrett and coached Fred, of course, in high school.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Garrett told me yesterday that each Christmas time, Fred would walk from his house to Hoss Garrett's house to drop off Coach's Christmas present. Does that kind of illustrate the kind of guy he was off the field?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, he just big old heart, man. Probably the biggest thing on him was his heart.
On the field, I think they invented a rule. He would use his forearm, you know, just to hit y'all upside the head. And finally, the NFL outlawed that. That's when you're good, when they make a rule, the Fred Bean rule. But, isn't that beautiful?
Oh, well, I didn't know he'd waste that much time on you. I figured he'd just go catch somebody.
Just go through you. He was a gentle giant.
Yeah.
And again, you're the first person I thought of when I heard the sad news, but he sure left a wonderful legacy behind.
Absolutely. He's one of those guys that, you know, we may not see each other for 5 years, but, you know, when you do, it's like you had lunch last week, you know.
Yeah.
You know, as you say, you know, teammates are forever.
Yep. You don't quit being a teammate just because you're out of games. You're still teammates.
There you go.
And you had a great one. He had a great one in you. Thanks for taking the time with us today, Roy. And I'm sorry about your friend. I'm glad y'all knew each other so long. Wonderful, wonderful gentleman.
Thank you, Teddy.
Keith Prince joins us now, former Sports Information Director at Louisiana Tech. He saw every game Fred ever played in a Bulldog uniform. And, Keith, what was it like an 18-year-old like Fred Dean?
Well, you know, I don't know if I realized what I was about to get into and what a joy it was about to be. First of all, just the recruiting class alone that he was part of, that was actually Tech's first year of integrated recruiting, that 71 class. And in addition to Fred, we got Roland Harper, Quick Six McDaniel, Winford Wilburn, Larry Griffin, all those were all conference guys. And, of course, we got Roy Waters and Randy Crouch. I mean, it was unbelievable class. And, of course, they went on to be 44-4. Mm-hmm. And you would have to say Fred was the cream of the crop. He was the best player on that 44-4 outfit. And so that says a lot. But it didn't take us long to realize that we were watching something special. And, you know, he was just such an unassuming guy. From a reporter standpoint, he wasn't a dream because he wasn't much of an interview back then when he started. He was just so quiet and so gentle when you would talk to him. And it was just a case of, oh, I'll just let my work do the talking. That is what he was. But he was just so much fun. I can actually, you know, he was so mild-mannered, I can kind of remember the first time at least our office started calling him Mean Fred Dean. And that was from a deal. Every spring back then in the 60s and early 70s, we had a famous photographer come over from Dallas by the name of Mr. Jim Lawhead. He was already in his 70s back then, but he was taking pictures of every team in the Southwest Conference, the Southeast Conference, and several of the Big Ten schools, and would do he would call them action pictures, but, you know, they were kind of posed. But he'd get the guys to run through their drill and make a move, and he'd shoot them. And one day he was shooting Fred, and he said, "Come on, Fred, you got to look mean. Come on, get mean, boy." And so Fred did it, and we still got that picture on file. It was a tremendous picture showing those muscles as he came through and that mean look. And from then on, in the SID office, we started calling him Mean Fred Dean. And, but I don't know. You just have a lot of memories. I can still remember one of our best opponents back then was McNeese State. The coach was Jack Dolan, who was quite a character himself. He went on to become a state senator, and he even became the president of McNeese State. But I can remember him one night at IE Stadium after it was all over. He just shook his head, and he just said, "There's two guys over there," and he said, "we just couldn't deal with it." He said, "One, if it wasn't for Roger Carr outrunning us, it was Fred Dean tackling us in the backfield." Wow. And he said, "Those two guys were just too much, and we couldn't handle it."
But, and both those guys were quiet guys, Fred and Roger.
Yeah, and both ended up being ministers.
And, of course, ended up being all pros. Roy Waters, who, like, you know, Fred is one of the top 50 players ever at Tech. He played ball all his life. Then he was an official, you know, in the SEC. He said, "I've seen them all, and Fred is the best defensive lineman I've ever seen." And would you agree that Tech's had some great defenders, Larry Anderson and Joe McNeely, Jalen Ferguson last year, the list goes, Johnny Robinson. But don't you think there's Fred, and as good as those guys are, there's Fred and then there's everybody else?
Well, you know, from what I saw for 25 years, I would definitely say that. He was just in a class by himself. Yeah. And it wasn't just the Tech players. I mean, he was the best I saw. And I think you could get a lot of coaches who had the game plan against him and play against him who would say the same thing. But, you know, we talk about this big Goliath of a guy. Do you know that the most Fred Dean ever weighed at Louisiana Tech was 218 pounds?
That's unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. But he just had this natural strength. He wasn't even a great weightlifter. He didn't give a flip about the weight room. But I can still hear stories of him throwing bales of hay over trucks. playing games with kids, you know, with guys. He was just that strong, and he was just that natural of an athlete. And he was just so quick and strong. And, you know, he could do anything. He lettered 1 year in track, just went out. They got him to come out to the conference track meet, and he placed in the discus.
Right.
And that was with no practice. He led. He came in the summer. They had to run the darn bull dog mile. They all hated that. Well, Fred just gave it a little kick 1 year and led that, led the whole 19 in the mile. And he was certainly no distance runner. And he was just an athlete, and the stories are just, you know, they just keep coming.
Well, speaking of stories, is this wife's tale I've heard for 40 years that he got shot one day and still got to practice or played in the game the next day? Do you know anything about that?
It was actually in the summer,
as
I would call it. And he did come in, but they were having some kind of work, weight room or whatever, or agility or running. But anyway, he did come in, and he was just – he went to Coach Collins' office, I think, and was just holding his smile a little bit. He said, "Coach, I just got shot." And he said, "What did you say, Fred?" And he said, "I just got shot, Coach." He said, "Oh, my God." You know, and he went and looked through it, and the darn bullet hole was there and still bleeding a little bit. And they got him on to the doctor, and it had gone through his side. Mm-hmm. And I do not know, and probably if I knew, I wouldn't tell you.
Good.
I don't know how he got shot or who shot him or whatever.
No.
But I just know he didn't miss any time.
No, he's a bad, bad man.
He's a Superman.
Oh, man, he's a Superman. His number 70 is retired at Tech, and he wore 71 with the Chargers, 74 with the 49ers. And when I first started working with you as a grad assistant, 81 or 2 is when he went to the 49ers, and he was the key to, you know, make
they
that
say
dynasty
that.
Go.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of stories out of that San Francisco area this week about him, and apparently his memory's still strong there, and we know why. He was a gentle giant, wasn't he?
Just a wonderful human being and just made for football. I mean, he just didn't have any slack up in him. It was just, it was full speed ahead. And you can see him on those NFL highlights of him chasing quarterbacks and running backs down, just like he did at Louisiana Tech and Western High School.
Yeah.
I mean, it was no different to him. He just said, "Where's the football?" And he would go get it.
So fun. Such a wonderful man. And he didn't like talking about himself and said, "You know, my teammates kind of embarrassed me, and it's a team game." But all y'all who knew him so well can't say enough about him, I know. So thanks for spending some time sharing with
me. Well, I always love to talk about him, man. Thank you. And we miss him. It's a sad day for us, but we were so fortunate to get to be here when he came through.
Yeah, Fred Dean, Hall of Famer in every kind of way. Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.